ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 21 We will be covering from verse number 16 to 21. I think the verse is in the board is 20. 20 has got a very small purport, so we will. So we'll cover up to 21 today. So as the verse is on the board, so we'll do it reciting the verse number 20. चारुचित्रपदं लक्षं वृष्टं गुहां अविप्लवम् वृष्टं गुहां गुद्गुधं अविक्षरम् सर्वेषां उपकारार्थम् तदा अनुवदन् इव चारुचित्रपदं लक्षम् विष्टं गुढ़ं अविक्लवं विष्टं गुढ़ं अविक्लवं
विष्टं गुढ़ं अविक्लवं
सर्वेषां उपकारार्थं
सर्वेषां उपकारार्थं
सर्वेषां उपकारार्थं
सर्वेषां उपकारार्थं
तदा अनुवदन् निवा
चारुचित्रपदं
गूढं अविक्लवं Maharaj Prithu speech was very beautiful, full of metaphorical language, clearly understandable and very pleasing to hear. His words were all grave and certain. It appears that he spoke, he expressed his personal realization of the Absolute Truth in order to benefit all who were present. Before I read the purpose, I'll just also read text number 16 onwards. So this is the text 20. My eyesight's about a little bit weak, so I'll just read the translation. So, translation for this verse number 16. This is the description of Maharaj Prithu, the bodily features of Maharaj Prithu. Text 16. The chest of Maharaj Prithu was very broad, his waist was very thick, and his abdomen wrinkled by lines of skin, resembled in the construction of a leaf of a banyan tree. His navel was coiled and deep. His thighs were of the golden hue, and his instep was arched. Text number 17. The black silk hair on his head was very fine and curly, and his neck, like a conch shell, was decorated with auspicious lines. He wore a very valuable dhoti, and there was nice wrapper on upper part of his body. Text number 18. As Maharaj Prithu was being initiated to perform the sacrifice, he had to leave aside his valuable dress, and therefore his natural bodily beauty was visible. It was very pleasing to see him put on the black deerskin and wear a ring of kusa grass on his finger. For this increased the natural beauty of his body. It appears that Maharaj Prithu observed all regulative principles before he performed the sacrifice. Text number 19. Just to encourage the members of the assembly and to enhance their pleasure, King Prithu glanced over them with eyes that seemed like a star in the sky, wet with dew. He then spoke to them in a great voice. In today's verse, text 20. Maharaj Prithu's speech was very beautiful, full of metaphorical language, clearly understandable, and very pleasing to hear. I think it's echoing to me. His words were all grave and certain. It appears that when he spoke, he expressed his personal realization of the Absolute Truth in order to benefit all who were present. Very small purport. purport by Prabhupada. Prithu Maharaj was beautiful in his external bodily features, and his speech was also very glorious in all respect. His words were also nicely composed in highly metaphorical ornamental language, were pleasing to hear, and were not only mellow but also very clearly understandable and without doubt and ambiguity. So just a continuation of the beauty. I'll also read the text number 21, which is kind of a little longer purport. Rajo vacha sabhya srinuta bhadramba sadho ya iha gata yatsu jikyasu bhir dharmam avidhyam swa masi mani sitam. Translation. King Prithu said, O gentle members of the assembly, may all good fortune be upon you. May all of you great souls who have come to attend this meeting kindly hear my prayers attentively. A person who is actually inquisitive must present his decision before an assembly of noble souls. In this verse, the word sattva, all great souls, is very significant. When a person is very great and famous, many unscrupulous persons become his enemy. For envy is the nature of the materialists. In any meeting, there are different classes of men. It is to be supposed, therefore, that because Prithu Maharaj was very great, he must have had several enemies present in the assembly. Although they could not express themselves, Maharaj Prithu, however, was concerned with the person who were gentle, and therefore he first addressed all the honest persons, not caring for any envious. He did not, however, present himself as a royal authority, empowered to command everyone, for he wanted to present his statement in a humble submission before the assembly of the great sages and the saintly persons. As a great king of entire world, he could have given them the orders, but he was so humble, meek, and honest that he presented his statement for approval in order to clarify his mature decisions. Everyone within this world is conditioned by the modes of material nature, and therefore has four defects. But although Prithu Maharaj was above all these, still, like an ordinary conditioned soul, he presented his statement to the great souls, sages, and saintly persons present there. Om Ajnana Tinirantasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshura Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Sri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam. Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Ravita Sri Vishakam Nitam Sajivam. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण. So we continue to hear very beautiful descriptions of Maharaj Prithu. As we're hearing the narrations, the pastimes of Prithu Maharaj,
Priti Maharaj had just finished his Ashwamedha Yajna, 99 Ashwamedha Yajnas. Now he's returning back to his kingdom, his capital. So Sukadev Goswami is describing how and what does it look like? What was the description of the bodily features of Maharaj Prithu? So Maharaj Prithu is the Satyavesha avatar. Of course, he'll naturally look beautiful, because all beauty that is with Krishna, everything, the source of the beauty is Lord Krishna. Everything comes from Lord Krishna. Being a Satyavesha avatar, he had a very, very beautiful limbs and bodily features, exclusive. In order to get, if we see in this world, we have very beautiful personalities, many. We have Miss Universe, Mr. Universe, so on and so forth. They must have done some piety also. Having a very healthy body, having a very beautiful body, very handsome body, is also because of the piety that has come from past. So, Krishna is the source of all beauty. The opulences, the six opulences that Krishna has in full, knowledge, beauty, renunciation, famous, strength. Yeah. What are the six opulences of Krishna? Knowledge,
beauty.
Strength,
beauty,
fame, and renunciation. Really, any?
Wealth.
Yes. So beauty is Krishna has it full. That is the. So today we will actually hear some of the description of the beauty that is given by different acharyas, different personalities of Lord Krishna. So we earlier every morning when we greet the deities, we sing this very beautiful prayers by Lord Brahma. Venum Panantam Aravindatyu. Who remembers that one? Ketaksham Varhavatam Samasitam Buddhasundarangam Kandarvakotikamaniyamisesasodham Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. Who's the author? Who sings this prayer? Lord Brahma, yes? So we say, we hear every morning, so beautifully sung by my mother Yamuna, these greetings when we greet. So Venu Pananta Maravinda. What's Venu? Venu is the flute. So what Krishna is doing, is this is a description by the Bhukti, description of by Lord Brahma. Krishna's form, what is his style? He's of the Venu Kwananta. He's playing flute. Kwananta means playing. So when we meditate, when we hear this every morning, the Govinda Madhupurusham greetings, we should meditate this in this verse. So Venu means flute. Kwanantam is playing. Aravinda. Next word is Aravinda. Aravinda, you know what Aravinda means?
Lotus.
Aravinda Dala. The word is Aravinda Dala. Aravinda Dala means the petal. Then next word is Aksham. Aksham means eyes. So what is that? What is it Krishna's eye look like? The petal of the lotus flower. That is a design, that's like a shape. And this is, so he plays flute, and his eyes is just like a petal of the Aravinda Dala, means the petal of the lotus flower. So next word is Barhavata. Who knows what Barhavata means? Barha means peacock feather. Barhavatam samasitam. So his head is bedecked with, what is he bedecked with? Barhavata, peacock feather. Barhavatam samasitam. Asita ambu. What is the word? The next word is asita ambu. Asita ambu is refers to that, the cloud which is just about to drop the water. Have you seen when the rain, just about to rain, do you see the color of the cloud? That is the color of Krishna's body. Asita anguda. It's asita anguda. Sundara angam. So the color of the body is, the picture is, that the cloud just about to drop the rain. That is the cloud, the body of the bodily color of the Lord. Kandarpa koti kamaniya misesa sobham. Next line says Kandarpa. Do you know what Kandarpa? Who's Kandarpa is? Cupid. Kandarpa is the one of the most beautiful personality in the, if you translate that, Kandarpa is the Cupid personality. That is the most beautiful. So what is Brahma saying about Lord Krishna? Kandarpa koti. Koti means millions. One koti is equal to 100 lakhs. 1 lakh is 100,000. So this describing is the beauty is the equivalent of millions of Cupid. Kandarpa koti kamaniya. Kamaniya means he's attracts, his feet attractive. Vishesa sobham. Vishesa means very important, very so much. Vishesa means love. Sobham, he's, the beauty is like very beautified. Sobham is translated as whose loveliness. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sridhar Thakur translates the word Sobham as whose loveliness. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So see the beautiful. It says the Lord Krishna is playing a flute. His eyes like a petal. And he has a peacock feather in his head. His head is decorated with peacock feather. And his from bodily feature, the color of the body is just like a cloud just about to drop the water. Rain. And he is more beautiful, millions of times more beautiful than Kandarpa or Cupid. Another name for Kandarpa is Madan. Krishna's another name is Madan Mohan. He even attracts, he's more beautiful, attracts even the Cupid. And what's Radharani's name? Madana Mohana Mohini. See, he even attracts Krishna. To see how Radharani is beautiful. Kandarpa koti kamaniya visesa sobham govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. Lord Brahma prays. Govinda adi purusham is the original person or person. Tamaham bhajami, I offer my prayers to you. That is one of the beauty that is given by Lord Brahma. Another one in the same prayers of Brahma Samhita. Alola Chandra Kalasatvanamalyavamsi Ratnangadam Pranayakeli Kala Vilasam Syamam Trivangalavitam Niyata prakasham govindam adi purusham tamaham vajami. Aloka chandraka. He's now describing the garland he wears. Aloka means it's swinging with to and fro. Chandraka, the half moon. See nowadays, if you look at garland, if you look it up to here, what does it look like? Half moon, correct? Is it looking like half moon? Yeah. Alola chandraka lasat banamalya vamsi. Where's the garland? From bana. Bana means forest. Malya means garland. So what is it? When Krishna walks, swinging, garland swinging to and fro. Alola chandraka lasat banamalya vamsi ratnam gadam. And he's bedecked with ratna. What's ratna? Jewels. He's ratna gadam pranaya keli kala virasam. And he's very fond of kala keli. Means he's very engrossed in what? In these different pastimes. Kala keli. Keli kala. In pastimes, vilasam, is always reveals that pastimes, always his pastimes ever fresh. And ananda, ratnam gadam pranayake vikala vilasam syamam trivangam. Syama is also again, it's the blackish trivanga. So when he stands, when he plays his flute, how does he stand? Tribhanga. Tri means three. His form, when he stands, his form is bent in three places. Here, there,
neck,
waist. If you look at closely, it's rather well, he's standing as a tribhanga. He's bent in threefold forms. His form is bended in threefold forms. Tribhanga. Syamam tribhanga lalitam. Lalitam means very gracious. Very sober means sober, very attractive. Niyata prakasam. So niyata means always, prakasha means he's revealing. So what is he revealing? He's always having a very beautiful pastimes. Kala keli vilasam. Govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. This is the Lord Brahma ascribing the beauty of bodily features of Lord Krishna. Lobha chandra kalasat pranamalya vamsi ratnam gadam pranaya keli kala vilasam. So another one, this is a prayer, from one of the acharyas in Nimbaka Sampradaya. They also describe Krishna's beauty. What are they saying? Bamsi vibho sitakara navadira dadha pitam varat darunavinda falat darushta purnetra sundara mukha karavinda netra krishna param kimapitattvamaham najami. And they're saying, Bamsi vibho, again, they're saying Krishna's form is one of the Krishna's features. What is the very distinct? There's four features that Krishna has, no one else has. Okay, Venu Madhuri, he is the only one who plays flute. You haven't seen any other incarnations. You see Lord Vishnu playing flute? No. Lord Ramachandra, Narasimhadev, Varaha, none. So he's exclusively, Krishna is playing flute. It's just his trait. His trademark, we call it. So what's the other one? So, Venu Madhuri, Leela Madhuri. His pastimes are so sweet. There is no other incarnation that has equal sweetness in its pastimes. So, Ben Madhuri, Lila Madhuri, that was another one? Rupa Madhuri. Form, beautiful features. Again, we're describing the features of the Lord. He's so beautiful. There's none equal to. So here, this Acharya says, Bamsi Bibhusita Karas. His hand is always decorated with what? Flute. Navanira Dabha. It's again similar. Nava means new. Nira means the rain, it's just about to fall. That's his color of his body. And what kind of dhoti he wears? What color? Pitambara. Who knows what Pitambara means? Huh? Yellowish. Yellow. Pita Ambara. Pita means yellow. Ambara is also a description just when the sun just rises in the horizon, that color is also described as Ambara. So Pita Ambara. Pita Ambara Aruna Bimba Phala Dalushta. His lips, the color of his lips is Aruna Bimba Phala. Aruna is also again the fruit that is the color which the sun rises in the morning. In the rising of the sun, like the color. That is the color of his lips. Purnendra Sundaram Kha Daravinda Netrat. Purnendra means the full moon. Sundara, beautiful. Mukha, face. His face is as glowing, as beautiful as the full moon. Aravinda Netra. Again, we heard this here, this word Aravinda Netra. Aravinda means the lotus. Krishna Param Kim Api Tattva Maham Na Jani. I cannot understand, I am nowhere near I can understand the greatness of the feature, the beautiful beauty of Krishna. I can. This is the one that Acharya is describing the beauty of Krishna. Another one, it says, Kasturi Tilakam Larata Patale. Krishna's Tilak. It's like a kasturi. Kasturi is the musk. The fragrance of his tilak is like a musk when he wears tilak. Kasturi tilaka lalata. Patale bakshashthale kostubam. In his the necklace he wears, what is the name the necklace he wears? Kastuba. Kastuba is the name of the jewels he wears, the necklace. That's his name. By. So, Bakshashtale, what is it? Kastubam. He's wearing a beautiful jewel. That is the name of jewel is Kastuba. Nasagre. He's got a very beautiful motikam. And he's got a pearl ear, was a nose ring. That is made of pearl. Motikam karatale. Karatale. Kara means hand. Tale means the beneath. So in his beneath his hand, what is there? Venu. Again, Krishna is holding flute. Venu. Kara kankadam. Kankana means bracelets. So he's got a very beautiful bracelet that is made. With the different jewels. Sarvange Harishchandanam. So, the whole body is decorated with the chandanam. What chandanam? Sandalwood. Sarvange Harishchandanam Sulalitam Kanthe Chamuktavali. He's wearing again beautiful pearl necklace. Gopastri Parivestito Vijayate Gopala Chudamani. So this is the beauty that different acharyas give, how Krishna, how beauty looks, wonderful beauty of Krishna. And now, we hear the beautiful features of the Krishna. Where does Krishna live? Any idea? Lord Brahma gives us the address. Who wants to hear the address of Lord Krishna?
Me?
Yeah.
197
Dank Street. 197 Dank Street. Yes. 197 Dank Street, yes. Lord Brahma gives, again, this is also beautifying, describing the beauty of Krishna. It says, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. Pratibhavitavis tavirya eva nijarupataya karavi goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuto govindam adi purusham tamam bhajam. Ananda chinmaya, his bodily, again, he's made of what? Ananda. He's always in ananda. Ananda means bliss. Chin means knowledge. He is the most, these six opulence in full. One of them was knowledge. See, again, Lord Brahma is saying, Ananda, Chin, Maya, Rasa. What is he doing? He's enjoying the rasas. Rasas are different relationship with his devotees, mellows. Some rasa we have. What are the five rasas? Shanta, Tasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. Different relationship with different devotees. He deals with neutral. Shanta is neutral. Tasya is, he has relationship with servitors. Sakya, friendship. Vatsalya, parental affection, rush or the relationship. Madhurya, conjugal. So what is it? Brahma is saying, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. Pratibhavitavis. Every second. Prati means every second. What is he enjoying? He is enjoying the relationship with his devotee. And with Nija Rupa. Nija means personal form, rupa, nija rupa. And taya kalabhi. And his kala is refers to his expansions. We hear the verse, the kala, in like eti chamsa kala pumsha. Here again, he's mentioned here, kalabhi. So Lord is nija rupa, he is personally there. Plus, he is also kalabhi. He also has got an expanse in his expansion. And kalabhi, nija rupa taya kalabhi, goloka eva nivasati. He resides in where? Goloka. That's his address. Of course, 197 is correct. He lives everywhere, yes, but he is living in Goloka. Goloka eva nivasati akhila atma bhuto. Akhila means all, those who are with him. Everybody, they consider him as the akhila atma. Means atma means a person, personality and person. Means all in all. Lord, my dear Lord, you are all in all. That's what it means. Akhila Atma. Prajwala says, in Vrindavan, they cannot live without Krishna. So he is known as Akhila Atma. So what is Brahma saying? Goloka eva nivasati Akhila Atma bhuto. Everybody who is in that Goloka, the Lord is the Atma. Lord is the everything for them. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Vajami. What a beautiful, what Krishna. It's a beauty. We hear the beauty of our thing, Krishna, in the hearing the beauty of Lord Krishna. Every beauty that comes from Lord Krishna. Everything that is beautiful is from Krishna. And Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, he says, everything comes from me. Sarvas aham sarvasya prabhu. Matta sarvam pravartate. Everything that's in this emanating is from me. I am the source. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada makes another very nice point about Maharaj Prithu. Is Maharaj Prithu was always humble. He is the emperor of the world. And he could order. But see what is he doing? We heard that he washes the feet of the Vaishnavas. He's serving. And in his speech, we're hearing how he spoke with humility. That's the crest jewel of every person, every human being, every person. Humility is the jewel, a quality in him, a person. So here he is. Here, what is he? How is he? Maharaj speaking or addressing with humility. He's not commanding. He's asking. He's taking counsel from different sages, personalities. That is the greatness of a leader. Quality of the leader is humility. It says that the person who has a knowledge is compared to a tree. Tree which has got a fruit. Have you seen the tree with the fruit? It's bearing a fruit, but it's always it's the way the leaf and the everything is bending, it's towards the earth, down, humble. Because it has a knowledge. So the other quality of a person who has a knowledge is humble. Just like it's compared to fruit, with the tree bearing a fruit is always bowing, always facing downwards. Another example is the person who's proud is compared to like a peak of a mountain. The peak of a mountain is very high, right on top. But when it rains, who collects the rain? At the bottom, at the puddle, which is humble, which is at the bottom. So even so, the person who has a knowledge is humble. The person is a quality of a leader is humble. Humility, one of the quality. And Prabhupada brings out another point about we as in human material, we have a four defects. We are under control of most material nature, and has got a four defects. Does anyone remember what are the four defects of the humans or us? Sorry? Imperfect senses is one of the defects we have. Krishna or the personalities, the Krishna incarnation is perfect. But as in anybody in the material world has got these four defects, which is imperfect senses. We do not have a perfect senses. I cannot see beyond this wall. I cannot see my eyelids. Can anyone see their eyelids? Can you see your eyelid? Huh? It's very near. It's right next to you, on top of you, but you cannot see. And very far, very distance, can we see? How far can we see? miles, 2 miles, 5 miles, 10 miles. If you look in the sky sometime, there's airplane flying. And if you keep looking, if it's flying very high in the sky, at one point it disappears. Does that mean the airplane is dead, disappeared? What does that mean? Our vision, our senses are limited. So we have imperfect senses. What was the next one? Sorry? To be illusioned. Yes. We can be illusioned. Our senses are imperfect, we can be illusioned. And third one? Yes, we have a cheating propensity. Every person has that cheating propensity, basically. So, imperfect senses, we can be illusioned. We have a cheating propensity. And commit mistakes. We are bound to make a mistake. We cannot be perfect. So these four defects are generally its forms. That's what Prabhupada mentioned. So, Brahma, illusion, we are illusioned. And we are Pramada, we can make a mistake. Brahma, Pramada. Vipralipsa, cheating propensity. And the fourth one was Karana Patava, or imperfect senses. But, however, as Prabhupada mentioned here, what he mentioned says, but although Maharaj, everyone within this material world is conditioned by the modes of material nature, and therefore has four defects. So, the illusion, making mistakes, cheating propensity, and imperfect senses. Four defects. But, although Maharaj Prithu was above all these, still, like an ordinary condition showed, he presented his statement to the great sages, great souls, great sages, and sainted person with humility. Such was the greatness of King Maharaj Prithu. So let's end here. Anyone has got questions, comments, corrections? Any other beautiful, beautifying, anyone else remembers any beautiful features of the Lord?
Just that number of prayer by a song written by Prabhupada
Jaya,
it
says Adharam. Yes. Yes, one of the Vaishnava saints, Balavacharya, has composed the prayers. Astakam, is it 8 prayers? Yeah, Madhura Astakam. Yeah, Astakam. Everything is Madhura. Madhura means a sweet as honey. Madhu means as honey. Very sweet. Adharam Madhuram Vadanam Madhuram. So everything Krishna has is sweet and beautiful. Yes.
Question. Can you give next thing, what does the song mean when we sing Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale? Can you explain it in...
Okay. The question is, what is the meaning of the pranam mantra we offer to Srila Prabhupada every day? Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namani, Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pracharya, Nirvisesi Sunyavadi, Vaschakti Deshitarya. That's what the question is. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. Nama means obeisances. the Om is irrespectable. This is a tradition that whenever we have a very special offering of obeisance, Om is the representative the sound. So Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. One who has taken the shelter at the lotus feet of Vishnu Pada, means lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. Krishna Prasthaya is very dear to Krishna. Bhutale, in this, Bhu means this land, Dhati, land. Srimate Bhakti Vedanta, his name, his Sri Prabhupada's name is Bhakti Vedanta. Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami, iti namine, I offer my obeisances unto him. Namaste means again obeisances. Namaste Gauravani. Gauravani refers to the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Gauravani. Pracharine, what did he do? He spread the message of Lord Chaitanya. Gauravani Prasad Nirvishesha Sunyavadi. He clarified or defeated or overcome the teachings of Nirvishesha. Nirvishesha means those who are the philosophy which says the Krishna's this God has no form. Nirvishesha. Sunyavada. They said everything is void. God is void. Sunyavada. So Nirvishesha and Sunyavada. And Paschatya Desa Parine. He took this message of Gauravani, he took Paschatya Desa, means the Western world. Before the teachings of Krishna, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, the message of Lord Chaitanya was not prevalent in the Western world. Who took Paschatya Desa Tarine? Tarine means delivered. Srila Prabhupada took this message. Through this message, he delivered the Western world. That's what it means. So this is a good meaning.
Second
one? Same. Yeah, it's combined. So, Namaste, the second one is Namaste Saraswati Devi. Oh, Namaste Saraswati Devi. I forgot to mention that. Namaste Saraswati. Saraswati is referred to his Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's name was Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. So when he say Namaste Saraswate, he is the disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta. We are referring to, connecting to his Guru Maharaj. Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pracharya. Gauravani Pracharya. Nirvishesha, Sunyavadi, Paschatya, Desa, Tarine. Understand? So it is. Any other? One more verse I'll recite from Brahma Samhita. Krishna's Angani Yasya Sakalendriya Vritti Bhakti Pashyanti Panti Kalayanti Chiram Jagati Ananda Chinmaya Sadhuchvala Vigrahasya Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Vajami. As referred to, this is a... So Krishna's Anga, all the limbs they can do, perform. Krishna has got a limbs that can perform the activities of all anga, sarvani, and so angani yasya sakala indriya. So one anga or the senses or the limbs of Krishna can perform the other angas. Just like Krishna can see through the eyes, he can also eat. He can with the hand, he can just cut. So Krishna does not need weapon. All angas, all every limb can perform others the activities of other limbs. He can see through the hand. He can see through. He can. So different angas. Another Lord Brahma very beautifully describes angani yasya sakalendriya vritti bhanti pashyanti bhanti. He can see. He can create. He can do different activities through his lips. That's the beauty of Krishna. Okay. Anything else?
Garga Muni gives the descriptions of Krishna's body that it forms. Some forms are broad, some forms are thin,
yes.
Some forms are deep,
yes.
The level is deep.
Oh, there's millions, there's lots of course, there's a lot of acharyas or teachers, or gurus, have so much composed the describing the bodily features of the Lord. Yes, we find a lot of descriptions if we really study these asanas. Our work of our acharyas are, Goswami's work has got a lot of description of Krishna's features. And yeah, as you mentioned, Garga Muni, he also gives a very detailed description of Krishna. Yeah. Okay, looks like Mahaprasad Govinde. Srimad Gandhra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Prithu Maharaj.